Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Oberbrunner. I have with me an incredible guest today. It's my deep honor to welcome Dr. Daryl Smith. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Carrie, and hello to everybody out there in the audience.
Well, listen, you are all decked out. I love it. You got the code name Dr. Aviation. In fact, we're going to talk today about this passion, and you probably don't know this, Daryl, but I had, as a young kid, you know, F-14, I think Tomcat, I think it was, if that's my numbers, but it was in my room as a young kid. And even though I didn't really, do anything with airplanes, it was still a passion. Why do you think young people, old people, any age, why do you think we're enthralled with flight?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've been thinking about that. I don't know, maybe it's because we look up at birds and we marvel, especially at eagles and hawks and things like that, right? But I think about that. Unless you live around an airport, if an airplane flies over, generally we look up to see what it is, right?
Wow. But
we don't do that with cars and things like that. And I was at a rodeo with my kids several years ago, and we were getting an autograph from a cowboy, and he asked me what I did, and I said, I'm a pilot. He goes, oh, if I was at an air show, I'd be getting your autograph, right?
Wow. And
I go to the Dayton Air Show, one of the biggest air shows in the world. People are lined up to see airplanes, talk to pilots, and think about it. Look at pop culture, right? Think about some of the most popular movies. Star Wars, what are they doing? They're flying around in space. Star Trek, what are they doing? They're flying around in space. Top Gun, Maverick. Huge hits, right?
Huge.
Yeah. We just love airplanes.
That is so cool. So I know you from Cedarville. In fact, newly met you from Cedarville. We're serving together there, right? And both in the business school. But I'll tell you what, I have, from day one that I met you, even before I met you, seriously, this is a true story, 100% true. I was candidating to be at Cedarville, and I met a student. We were walking to chapel. And I said, you know, tell me about, Cedarville. And I said, oh, what's your favorite, what's your favorite class and your favorite teacher? And he said, Dr. Daryl Smith. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that name down. I wrote that down. And I said, oh my gosh. And here's why I think I'm bringing that up today, because you are an amazing teacher, mm-hmm. and you've taken that skill and passion and you've put it into another one of your passions, which is airplanes and flight. What are we talking today? What is the Dr. Aviation Flight Learning Program?
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm humbled and honored that a student would say that. Praise God for that.
Yeah.
Carrie, I've been very blessed. I've gotten to do two things in life that I really love to make a living. Mm. I flew airplanes for about 20 years, and I got to be a college professor for many years at the Air Force Academy out in Colorado Springs. You know, about 8 years ago, I thought, you know what? The two things I love, teaching and airplanes, why don't I combine them and make them available to other people who are interested in aviation?
Yes.
Right? Because, Carrie, when I was in high school and even after that, I didn't know a ton. I mean, I loved airplanes, but I didn't know a ton about aviation.
Yeah.
And so I put together Dr. Aviation basically to give people the scoop on the world of aviation. What does it look like?
Yeah. I love it. I love it right out of the gate. Do you love airplanes? And the answer is a lot of people, like you just said, yes. And then the promise is we make the complex world of aviation simple. So you've been doing this now for how many years has this been available? I know you just did a recent rebrand. But how long has this been?
It got up and running late 2015, early 2016.
Yeah. And you've seen all different students. You've seen homeschool students. In fact, when you and I chatted a few months ago, I thought this wasn't even built. As you were explaining, I'm like, oh my gosh, that would be a really good idea. Mm-hmm. I love that idea, Dr. Smith. And then you said, I already have it. And I said, oh, wow. So what are some testimonials? I know you have a whole section, but like, what are you hearing for people who go through this?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I've had homeschoolers, charter school, public school kids go through this. I've also had adults. I've had 50-year-olds take this class, right?
Because wow.
They just want to know more about aviation. Some of the neatest testimonials, there was a mom who had her son take it because he loved airplanes. He was, what was he at the time? 16, 17 years old. Mm. And she sent me an email within the last year. She was so excited. Her son is now going off to a service academy.
Wow.
And she said, I want to thank you. Part of that was because of the foundation that was laid in the Doctor of Aviation course. And
that's
so
amazing.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite, you know, testimonials I've heard. You can see there's lots of them on the website.
Yeah, there is.
And you know, as a fellow teacher, Kerry, there's nothing more rewarding than a student coming up saying, gosh, thank you. You know, you made a difference in my life, or this has really helped me.
That's so good. So I also appreciate your heart. Very, you didn't need to do this, but you've said I've created this program and I'm giving 70% of the revenue. So like, not only do you do your passion, not only are you teaching young people or older people, fulfilling your purpose, but 70% of the revenues are donated. Where are they going? Why did you decide to do that?
Yeah. Let me start with the why first. I think some famous people have said that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's best captured. I heard a lady say this just 2 or 3 weeks ago. She works with high schoolers. She works with young people. She's in her 30s. And what she said to the group of us that were gathered, she said, you know, there's always been pressure in the teenage years. Mm. Always. Lots of peer pressure. Teenagers trying to figure out who they are, what they're all about, what's their identity in the world, what's the purpose. And it's always been the case, but the pressures now are so much greater. And that's sure. What this lady was talking about. You know, especially from social media, and kids get this impression, everybody's life out there is perfect except mine.
Right.
And that's just simply not true. And Kerry, I'm concerned for the youth of America. I really am. I'm deeply concerned. And I found some organizations like Young Life, Campus Outreach, Crew, that are helping young people discover what they're really looking for. Purpose in life, meaning, forgiveness. A lot of them carrying around a lot of guilt.
Yeah.
And most of all, to know they're loved and they're cared about for who they are. Not for their social media posts, but as a person, they're loved by God and by others.
Wow.
And so I want to do anything I can to funnel any funds I can to those organizations that are making that kind of difference.
That's amazing. You know, as a young person about that age that you're talking about, was perfect on the outside, depression, self-injure, private secret, you know, addiction of self-harm.
Yeah.
And it was people like Grace College and professors and campus ministries that helped me, I think, literally save my life. So I love that you're doing this. This is so powerful. Folks, if you have a grandson, a nephew, a niece, you know, if you have a husband or wife who's a Top Gun, Star Wars, Star Trek fan, tell us what they're going to get. Tell us what this whole program thing is about. I know they can watch a free session here, which is so cool, but what are they going to get in this subscription?
Yeah. First of all, you're going to get 6 months access to the course. There's 15 videos. They're all about an hour long. But what are you going to learn in the videos? That's the question, right?
Yeah.
There's three parts to every video. The first part is I teach something about the technical aspects of aviation. For instance, how can this multi-thousand pound jet sitting on the concrete in an airport, how does that even get up in the air?
That's the truth.
Yeah. So I break down the physics, and people, they hear the word physics and they're like, ah, right.
Yeah.
But that's why I say I make the complex world of aviation simple, right? I break it down. How does an aircraft generate lift? How does radar work? Things like that. The second part of the video is about a famous aviator, right? I love learning about the Wright brothers. In fact, the free video clip, yeah, right here from Ohio, right? The free video clip folks can watch is a lesson about how the Wright brothers were able to do what they did.
Love it.
Neil Armstrong, also from Ohio, keep plugging Ohio here, right? Famous aviator I talk about. And then the last part is I look at either a famous airplane. You mentioned the F-14 already, so that's what's on my mind of Top Gun fame. I go over the F-14. I go over some legendary events, like how did Charles Lindbergh fly across the ocean? How did Amelia Earhart fly around the world? So basically, this is what I feel like, right? If you were going to be a baseball player, you should know about Babe Ruth, right? If you're going to be in aviation, there's certain people that you should know about.
Wow.
And so I go over those. Another thing I want to mention is I really go over the career fields that are available out there.
And that's cool.
Yeah. And folks, if you're looking to choose a career or change careers right now, let me tell you, there are a ton of openings in aviation. Four areas. People think of piloting right off the bat, but let me plug this: air traffic controllers.
Yeah.
If you like to solve problems, keep things organized, sequence, multitask, problem solve, and make a very nice income, there is a need for air traffic controllers. Some of you out there love to work with your hands. You like to tinker with cars. Hey, how about this? How about tinkering with jet engines, right? There is a shortage of jet engine mechanics, right?
Wow.
You need to go out. You need to get what's called an A&P license. I talk about how to do that in the course. So you have some direction there. And then finally, one, Carrie, that people don't think of often. You know, I live not that far from CVG, the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Airport. Running that airport is like running a small city, right?
Yeah.
I know some of the leadership team there. I was fortunate to get to interact with them. They are basically running a small town, a small city out there. And I talk about how you run an airport, how do you run a small airport, a large airport. And then, of course, I want to get back to piloting. A lot of people like, yeah, I'd love to fly, but I really don't know the next steps. I don't know what to do. I lay that out. There's several different pathways, depending on what you want to do in the flying world, of how to pilot. So I go over those in the course as well.
Folks, I just got to say, this is fantastic. You know, recently I dropped into the French Alps to cycle. Dr. Darrell, I was craving insight from people who had been there before, because I'm about ready to face an adventure that I have no clue what I'm doing. Your Dr. Aviation flight learning course, it's amazing. Here's why, folks. You're learning from an Air Force Academy professor and pilot. He's got the academics and the theory blended together. That access alone is something you can't find anywhere. I don't know of any other course out there where you're getting this type of professionalism. And he just gave you the wide breadth of content, everything from famous pilots and aviation heroes to jobs, to the mechanics and physics of flight. This is why I wanted to showcase you, Dr. Darrell, because I'm the chair of entrepreneurship. What you're offering right now, I mean, think about it. The Wright brothers, I once heard a guy say, they didn't have a pilot's license.
Right.
One of my entrepreneur teachers would say that, meaning you look at the whole aviation world and they were leveraging risk. I mean, they were taking action. They fit the very definition of entrepreneurs. And we just sit in an airplane and we don't even understand everything that's going, most of us, anything that's going on. And yet we enjoy the benefits, whether we fly or our families fly to us. This is fantastic. What do you hope happens? I know we have about 3 minutes left. What do you hope happens when people say yes to this course? Obviously, you're giving them a world-class education, but what do you hope happens?
Yeah. Well, let me circle back real quick to your French Alps cycle story.
Okay? Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this is going to sound like I'm building myself up, but I'm not, right? Greg LeMond won
the
Tour de France, right?
Several times.
Yeah. But can you imagine, Carrie, if you were in the French Alps and you were about to start and Greg LeMond rolled up, right, and said, hey, Carrie, would you mind if I ride along with you and give you a few tips, right?
Yeah, I'd be like, sign me up, man.
Right. You'd be a fool to say, no, Greg, I don't really want him, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying I'm the Greg LeMond of the aviation world, right? But I do. I want to be a guide for people who love aviation and care about aviation. And I want to show them the ropes and kind of take them down the road or along the flight path, if you would, right?
So good.
So that's one of my goals. Secondly, I like, when I learn, I like to learn about things I enjoy, right?
Mm.
And so if I went up to most people and say, would you like me to teach you about physics? A lot of people say, probably not.
Yeah. Right?
But would you like to learn how an airplane flies? Yeah, I'd like to know that, right? So you're learning something technical like physics through something that's enjoyable like flying.
That's good. Right? That's good.
And the other thing I want to mention that are available in these videos, there's notes that go along so you can take notes as you're watching. If you're doing it for academic credit, I provide exams and exam keys. But one of the most important things that are provided is if something you see really interests you, like the Wright brothers, let's say.
Yeah.
I have generally 2 pages worth of additional tips. Hey, if you want to know more about the Wright brothers, read these 3 books, watch these 2 videos, right?
Yes.
Do these 3 exercises so you can explore more if there's something that piques your interest, right? And you want to go deeper.
That's so good. Folks, this is truly a unique opportunity. I love what you said. I do think you're the Greg LeMond of aviation. I mean, I'll tell you what though, but seriously, when I went to I toured the Air Force Academy back in, I would say 98, I think it was 97, 98. I was so impressed that I literally changed my life and applied to become an Air Force chaplain. Like I'm telling you, like it was that amazing. Yeah. And I didn't get accepted because of health. But the point is this, you were in the top school and you are bringing the training to these individuals. Plus 70% goes back to help build God's kingdom. I mean, it is a no-brainer. And I'm just telling people, this may not be available forever. And I want to encourage people to act now, because here's what happens. It's called, I don't know if you know this, it's called the law of diminishing intent. The longer we wait to take action, the less likely we will ever take action. Mm. And the point is this, if you're watching this right now, something inside you is saying, I want to get this, you know, I want to get it because it's for me and I want to learn and I want to give back to all these amazing charities. Number two, I know someone who needs to get this. I'm just going to encourage people to act right now, because we know if you turn this off and you go away and you're like, that was nice, you're not going to do anything. And, you know, anything in life that I've ever done, like I can't buy weights and look at them, Dr. Smith, and be like, great, you know, I got fit. No, I had a workout this morning, which I did. You have to take action if you want transformation. Yeah. So Dr. Smith, thanks for being here today, my friend. And I'm going to encourage people. The website is literally doctor spelled out aviation.com, doctoraviation.com. And again, they can access their free lesson. Anything last that you want to say?
Yeah, there is. Just real quick. You mentioned the Air Force Academy. Basically, I tried to take the education information I learned there and make it available to people. So if you're interested, or if you know somebody's interested, gift it to them. Make it a birthday or a Christmas gift. You know?
I love it. I love it. Absolutely. You tapped into it, man. There is something amazing. If people have wishes, I've heard this before, you know, a genie comes to you and gives you 3 wishes. A lot of people pick flight. I wish I could fly. And so I'm going to tell people that wish can come true and just take action right now. Thanks for being with us, Dr. Smith. Thanks for sharing your passion and for helping out not only your students, but also these charities as well.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/eMind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.